Part 2.
What is it like taking part in an expedition to climb Everest?
A lot of it is boring. A lot of it's hard work. A little bit of it is frightening, as we've discussed. And some of it is fantastically exciting and exhilarating. And that's the bit that you remember, and that makes up for everything else. Then the major problem on any expedition, and it's certainly a large expedition climbed in the sort of style that we did, is the logistics of it. And to get all it, as I'm sure people will know, it's what's called a pyramid effect. So you've got 36 people at the bottom and you want to get two or four maybe at the top. So you slowly have to build up stores higher and higher up the mountain in order to place your last four people on the summit. So there's an awful lot of carrying of stores and things. Now on this particular side of Everest, there are not a lot of local porters around as there are on the south side. So on the south side, you probably engage 200 local porters who will carry your equipment up through the Khumbu icefall into the area where you're going to be climbing from. On the north side, you don't have that facility and you have to engage yaks. And so we had about 80 yaks loaded with kit and they had to be looked after. The yaks would only go just a little bit above Camp 1. And from there on, it was just expedition members doing all the carrying. So that was how it worked. So you'd maybe do a week of carrying between 1 and 2, go down for a rest, then come back up and finally be carrying between camps 3 and 4, or maybe eventually with luck, you'd actually get to be one of the lead teams and you'd be pushing the route out. And of course that was when it became exciting and exhilarating to be places where nobody else had been. It was always exciting to be somewhere where you'd never been before. And I remember the first time I went up above Camp 2, it was absolutely brilliant. We were on fixed ropes which other people had put in, so we were entirely safe. But for the first time, we had crampons on and we were actually properly climbing rather than just walking. A lot of it's uncomfortable. Certainly above base camp, the facilities there, Camp 1, you might have, if you were feeling very brave, had a wash, but certainly above there, you wouldn't do anything for a week or 10 days. You would just not change your clothes, you only clean your teeth, but everything else was just in the same clothes, crawling in and out of your tent and sleeping bag. Above Camp 2, which was at 20,000 feet, on the very steep bit of the climb, at Camps 3 and 4, we lived in snow holes, which we'd had to dig out ourselves, and they were quite cramped. And of course, although they're comfortable and they're safe, because if an avalanche falls across the top of a snow hole, it might bury you in, you might have to dig yourself out, but it's less serious than being swept away if you're in a tent.